This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Davey Stevens is joining us. He is a Kentucky soybean producer and serves as vice president of the American Soybean Association. And Davey, one of the underlying things that's always talked about is the infrastructure that we see and how much work needs to be done. But we have seen some progress starting slowly coming to getting some of the work on the infrastructure done.
Yes, we've got to maintain our infrastructure. That's truly what gives us a clear advantage to our southern neighbors. Speaking to Brazil and Argentina, we've got an aging infrastructure. And so we've got to get that process moving forward and from roads, rail, to the waters. And we've got to make sure we keep that in place.
Because of the fact that if something like that is delayed or something like that breaks down, the potential of the damage that it could cause to not only the soybean industry, but to many industries.
We see more and more bridges failing, outdated, being shut down. Rail has its own problems too, but then we also see with our water what's money needs to be kept into the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund, but also dredging, because our infrastructure and our water, our locks and dams are old, and sometimes if we don't keep the lower part of the Mississippi dredged and around these ports, we can't load out with that river access.
Do you talk much to the members of Congress about looking at getting more funding for the repairs of infrastructure?
Yes, we've told them we would like to see $10 billion allocated to that. And that way we could make some definite projects, not just be delayed, especially when you go to your locks and dams. You see a lot of delays and then they have to reappropriate the money. But if we could put money there, they could buy products, get it done, get it on site, and finish the project in a more timely manner.
Because so much of that is long-term in fixing some of these things that are in need of repair.
There's a lot of short-term that needs repair. There's a lot of long-term that needs put into place to make sure it's going to be there for the longevity of what we need to do with taking our product to the export markets.
Because it still goes to the ability to move that U.S. product, U.S. soy product, be it domestically or internationally, is so much more important.
Oh, it is. It's a key player. I mean, when you look at the nation as a whole, there's a lot of commerce that goes on those three. And so we've got to keep it viable for us as soy farmers, but also for America as a whole with the commerce we produce and goes across this nation.
Davey, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for letting our voice be heard and telling our story of agriculture.
Davey Stevens, who is a Kentucky soybean producer and vice president of the American Soybean Association, has been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.